You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Republican Congressman Tom McClintock, who represents the Motherlode, serves as the ranking member of the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Immigration. McClintock recently delivered remarks in opposition of H.R. 2920, which is known as the American Families United Act. The bill is still in committee. Here are McClintock's unedited remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. 18 months ago, we had achieved operational control of our southern border. The border wall was nearing completion. The Remain in Mexico policy and enforcement of court-ordered deportations had slowed illegal immigration to a trickle. American workers were finally seeing major wage gains, and the gap between rich and poor in this country was finally narrowing. All of that ended on January 20th, 2021, when Joe Biden canceled the Remain in Mexico policy, ordered ICE to stop enforcing court-ordered deportations, and canceled the border wall, leaving construction gaps through which thousands of illegal immigrants now pass every day. Since this administration took office, more than 3 million foreign nationals have illegally entered our country, with roughly half being trafficked across the country by this administration. While the Border Patrol has been overwhelmed, an additional 900,000 illegal entries evaded authorities that we know of and are now in the United States. In other words, in 18 months, the Democrats have allowed into our country an illegal population larger than the size of the states of Alaska, Vermont, and Wyoming combined. Fentanyl crossing the southern border has exploded. The death rate from fentanyl overdoses in this country has more than doubled in a single year. The effect on school and hospital overcrowding, homelessness, depressed wages and opportunities for working families, and crime will mean a much more dangerous and impoverished country as a direct result of these policies. Deaths at the border have skyrocketed as more and more illegal migrants are encouraged to make this dangerous journey. On every trip I've made to the southern border, border agents have told me to warn my constituents that the tragedies that they encounter every day in the border communities are being exported across the country and that every town will soon become a border town. And now I'm hearing the same thing from my own constituents in Northern California. This committee has blocked every Republican effort to address this national crisis. Every hearing the Democrats have had about this crisis is how to increase it. The bill now before this committee, H.R. 2920, gives the Attorney General and the Secretary of Homeland Security the discretion not to enforce U.S. immigration law regarding removal, inadmissibility, or provision of an immigrant benefit if enforcing such a law would be a, quote, hardship for the alien's U.S. citizen, spouse, parent, or child. Well, what isn't a hardship in this world of ours? Why not just repeal the law entirely? That would have the same effect as this bill. The Democrats have already applied existing grants of discretion that are explicitly limited to review on a case-by-case basis, as we've just been promised, but they've used it to excuse entire classes of people. Under this bill, separation of a family member is presumptively considered to constitute hardship and therefore grounds not to enforce our immigration law. Relatives already deported under our already loose laws would be admitted under this bill. So who needs immigration courts if their orders are to be invalidated? So why not just repeal our immigration law, require the admission of all family members, regardless of previous deportation orders or determinations of inadmissibility? With very few exceptions, that's what this bill does anyway. Why not just admit it? The unprecedented illegal mass migration that is aided, abetted, encouraged, and applauded by congressional Democrats and their president has reached historic proportions, and its impact is now being keenly felt by every American. Democratic mayors of northern cities are even starting to sound the alarm, but congressional Democrats are deaf to their pleas. Americans are increasingly aware of the staggering cost of these policies to their safety, their prosperity, and their futures. But they need to understand that these policies will not change until the people responsible for them are turned out of office. The only question for our country is if there's still time. I yield back.